But thank you for being here today. There's a lot of other things you could have done with your Sunday morning. You made a choice to be here, and we greatly appreciate that. Those of you who have been with us for a while, you know that we've been doing something kind of fun over the course of this school year. We've been answering your questions about Jesus, your questions about the Bible, your questions about Christianity. And so that's what we're doing for the bulk of this school year, is talking about your questions and addressing those questions and providing you with some answers. But we're taking a break from all that for the Christmas season, right? And so 4 weeks, we're taking a break from that so that we can celebrate the birth of Jesus, right? So that feels like something that's worth taking a break. Let's celebrate that. Let's focus on Jesus for a few weeks here. I hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving and a super productive Black Friday. Everybody have a great Black Friday? You know me. I was up at 5 a.m. waiting at line at Walmart for some doorbuster deals, right? And we busted those doors down. We trampled a few people, but it was fine. We got some great prices on some great products. And then I went out to KOP, did some shopping at the mall, hit up all the stores, hit the food court. I had a wonderful Black Friday. No, I didn't do any of that. Of course not, right? this might not surprise you, I don't enjoy shopping of any kind, right? Especially not Christmas shopping. But isn't it weird how people are different? I've learned that some people actually enjoy shopping, right? You people are so weird. Who enjoys shopping, right? Some people enjoy it. I'm not one of those people, especially when it comes to Christmas. I have felt it in my life. The pressure. You know, there's people in my life that I want to get gifts for, and I want to do right by them. The pressure of trying to find the perfect gift. What do you give the people that you love and care about? Recently, I was reminded of an event that took place more than a few years ago, back when I was in elementary school. Amos Land Elementary, anybody go to Amos Land Elementary? Okay, any alumni here, just me? That's fine. And so I was 9 years old, and at our elementary school, they had a little thing in the Christmas season called Santa's Workshop. Does this sound familiar to anybody? Did you have this at your elementary school? It was called Santa's Workshop, which was a misnomer because it wasn't Santa's Workshop at all. It was just the music room with a bunch of junk set up in it to sell kids for Christmas, right? And so they had Santa's Workshop, and so they warned all the kids, hey, we're going to go to Santa's Workshop at the end of the week, so bring in some money, and you'll be able to buy gifts for your family at Santa's Workshop, all right? Now, when I was 9 years old, here's a fun fact, I did not have a job, so I did not have any source of income, and so I had no money. And so the day before Santa's Workshop, I had to go to my father and say, hey, Dad, can I have some money so I can buy you and Mom some gifts for Christmas, right? So I'm asking my dad for money he does not have so I can buy gifts for him that he does not want, right? In retrospect, what I should have done is just put his money back in an envelope and given that to him for Christmas. That's what he would have appreciated, right? And so we go to Santa's Workshop, and I'm feeling the pressure, and I want to do right by my mom, and I want to do right by my dad. I also had a little brother, but he was only three. I wasn't so much concerned about him. But I want to do right by my parents, because I loved my parents, and they loved me. And so I'm doing my shopping, and I'm looking at all the junk that they have for sale, and we only had, what, 20 minutes or so? And so we get to the end of that 20 minutes, and I purchased nothing. I couldn't find anything. And so I felt like a failure, and I put the money back in my pocket. And so that was our last day of school before Christmas break. And so then it's December 24th, it's Christmas Eve, and I still have nothing for my parents. And I asked my dad, I said, Dad, can you take me up to Kmart? Because I need to do some Christmas shopping, all right? So it's Christmas Eve. Now, fortunately for me, my dad also hadn't done any Christmas shopping yet. And so we go up to the Kmart at the McDade Mall. Remember the Kmart at the McDade Mall? So we go up there, and we kind of separate off so I can do my secret and shopping, my shopping in secret, and he can do the same. And so I don't remember exactly what I got for my parents. Probably like a soap or a candle for my mom, right? Isn't that what you do? I've got a vague recollection of some, Kmart brand cologne and one of those big plastic packages that's got the cologne and the, you know those packages I'm talking about? Something like that for my dad. I don't remember exactly what I got for my parents, but I do remember is feeling like I had failed. I hadn't found anything really special, but at least I found something to wrap up and put under the tree, right? Anybody ever feel that way? You just want to do right by the people that you love. You know, I'm a little bit older than 9 years old now, but I still feel that way. I've got people in my life that I really love. You know, Holly and I, we've got our three daughters. And we're very intentional. We work really hard not to spoil our girls, right? But But then Christmas comes around, right? And I don't know, maybe it's different with sons. I don't have any sons. I don't know what that's like. But with daughters, like, I want them to be happy on Christmas morning. I want to do right by them. I feel the same way about my wife. I mean, you guys know Holly? She's like the best. She is the best. She is so low maintenance. She never buys it. Yeah! She's back in the nursery right now. I'm going to have her watch this later on. She's the best. She buys nothing for herself. And it's like, I want to have something for her that she opens it and says, wow, my husband really loves me, right? I want to do right by the people that I love. And there's this pressure there. And those feelings of failure when you miss the mark. And the feeling of, well, I don't really have anything nice, but at least I've got something to wrap and put under the tree. The feelings of pressure, the feelings of failure. Am I the only one who struggle with this? Anybody else struggle with this in this room? All right, I'm not alone. There's about 8 of us in this room, all right? Will the rest of you pretend you know what this is like? Because this is what we're talking about today. That pressure. I mean, the Christmas season, it brings with it so many wonderful things. There is, of course, the main event, the birth of Christ and celebrating Jesus and what he's brought to us, the salvation he's brought to us, the freedom he's brought to us. There's also the family gatherings. There's the meal. There's the Christmas cookie. There's the light. There's so many wonderful things associated with the Christmas season. But unfortunately, there are some less happy, less pleasant things associated with Christmas, like that pressure of shopping, the pressure to get it right, the desire to do right by other people. So if you're somebody who has struggled with that feeling of pressure or those feelings of failure or those desires to do right by the people in your lives that you love, I have got good news for you. I have discovered a solution. How about that? Oh, you like that? I have a solution to that dilemma in your life. This is something that I learned about maybe 10, maybe 15 years ago, and it is called the Advent conspiracy, right? Are you familiar with that word, Advent? That's a very church word. We're talking about the arrival of Jesus, his advent into the world, right? And so we're in the Advent season right now. And so several years ago, there were a group of church leaders and pastors and Christians that got together and started this movement that they have called the Advent conspiracy. And this is all about shifting our focus back onto Jesus, right? Those of us who are Christians, we get caught up in consumerism, we get caught up in purchasing gifts, we get caught up in all the same stuff that everybody else gets caught up in this time of year. And so this is a deliberate intention to shift our focus away from this consumerism, away from the pressure of buying the perfect gift for the people that we love, and shifting that focus back onto Jesus. And so instead of focusing on doing right by all the people in our lives that we love, let's focus on doing right by Jesus, let's do this. And so the idea behind Advent conspiracy, it's pretty darn simple. Instead, hear that word, it's instead, not in addition, but instead of buying something you feel obligated to buy for somebody in your life that they're just going to like not know what to do with, right? Instead of feeling that pressure, instead of feeling that obligation, instead of making that purchase of the cheap cologne or the socks or the candle or the soap or whatever it is, instead of doing that, we shift over and we make that purchase, we use that money, we allocate those funds in a different direction. We use those funds to buy something for somebody who's actually in need. Now, why would we do something like this? Well, because that's what Jesus would want us to do. If you are very new to Christianity, if you know next to nothing about Jesus, this is something you've probably already learned. Jesus wants us to take care of people who are in need. What Jesus wants for his birthday, you ready for this? Is to be obeyed. How about that, right? Why don't we obey? Why don't we do what he has told us to do? And so we shift our focus away from trying to do right by other people and focus on doing right by Jesus. Here's how this works. Friends, this is a triple win, right? You win. It's at least a triple win. You win because you can alleviate that pressure from yourself of trying to do right by all these different people in your life. You can alleviate that pressure. The people that you were just going to buy junk for, they win because they don't have to take your junk, right? And most importantly, Jesus wins because you're going to take care of somebody who is in need this Christmas season. So let me get into the specifics here. Here's what you can do. You know all those people you love and you want to buy something for? Go ahead. Keep that list of names. And then what you're going to do is you're going to look at that list of names. You're going to think about that person. You're going to think about a cause or a charity or something that means something to that individual. And then you're going to take your money and you're going to allocate it towards a charity that that person would care about. And then on Christmas morning, they open up a card. And instead of receiving socks or the candle or the cologne or the junk or whatever it is, they're going to open up a card and they're going to learn that you have made a donation in their honor to a charity, to a cause that they care about. How about that, right? Isn't that wonderful? And so we have in your bulletin this little list here. Take a look at this list. It's inserted in your bulletin. And this list will grow as time goes on. These are some ideas, purchases you can make. Yeah, I'm not going to get you that toy. I'm not going to get you that junk. Instead, I'm going to get you a card, a little handmade card maybe, that says a donation has been made in your honor. And so you've got these options here. Before you look at the options that are listed, I want to mention something that's not in that insert this week, but it will be next week. We have partnered with our friends in the Ridley School District, and they have identified some families who are in need. And so what we are doing is we are purchasing a $25 Target gift cards for families in need right here in the Ridley School District, okay? So that is an option that you have, all right? And so you would take, right out in the lobby area, there's a little Christmas tree set up, and it's got these little gift card tags on it. And so you take one of those tags, you purchase the gift card, you bring it back in with you next week in worship, okay? I'll give you more details on that as we continue on in December. But that is an option. And so again, you know someone who cares about taking care of people in need right here in our own community, you say, you know what, a donation has been made in your honor to a family right here in the Ridley School District. That's an option for you. Here's another option. We do this all year round, the Blessing Bags Feeding Program. We're taking care of kids and families in our own area. And so instead of buying that, I keep using the word junk, right? That item that's just going to end up in the garage or the basement or a dumpster. Instead of buying that thing for somebody that they didn't even want in the first place, you can instead buy some food for families who are in need right here in our community. And so you buy that food item, you buy those food items, it doesn't have to cost much. You make a purchase, or ramen noodles are not expensive. You spend a couple bucks on food, you put it in that bin there, and then you send a card to that loved one. It said, a donation has been made in your honor to the Blessing Bags Feeding Program. Are you getting the sense of where this is going, right? You can give to Greenhouse Project, right? I told you, we're giving our Christmas Eve offering to Greenhouse Project. If you're not familiar with the work that they do there, if you're not familiar with Pastor John Clifford's story, I would strongly encourage you to spend some time on their website this afternoon. Pastor John is somebody who does this for real. He is the genuine deal. He is doing it for real. He is living this out. They provide, right in Chester, they provide life-saving services to that community, a very difficult community. And so they provide food for people. They provide discipleship opportunities. Pastor John has house church that meets in his home on Sunday mornings. They have programs for addiction recovery, live-in addiction recovery. And so they're working on multiple fronts. They're also helping children with education. So this is real stuff. This is grassroots level stuff, guys. And so if you've got somebody in your life that has a heart for Chester and a heart for helping people in need, you can give a gift to Greenhouse Project. And then you put in your card, a donation has been made in your name, in your honor to Greenhouse Project. You open up that card and, wow, wouldn't that mean something to you if you got a card like that? You did this for me? You made this donation in my honor? And so that's another idea. I mean, there's a lot of ideas out there. I'm just trying to provide you with some ideas for your Christmas shopping list. Start with One Kenya. Our friends at Start with One Kenya, we've been partners with them since the very beginning of Hope Community Church. And many of us have had the opportunity to go on mission trips or to sponsor children, to sponsor their education over in Kenya. And so the work they do is incredible. They have, friends, they have literally saved thousands, tens of thousands of lives. We might be pushing it into the hundreds of thousands of lives have been saved by providing people in Kenya with access to clean drinking water. And so clean water is what they work on, hygiene, healthcare, and education. And so we have seen some radical transformation in Kenya because of this ministry, because of this organization. And so if you've got somebody that cares about Kenya in your life, and maybe you do, that cares about taking care of the poorest of the poor, you get them a card. It says a gift has been made, a donation has been made in your honor to take care of the least of these through Start With One Kenya. Some of you are smiling. Does this sound like a good idea? I told you, it's a win-win-win, right? This is great. What about Samaritan's Purse? I want to actually pull up their website here. Samaritan's Purse, they have every year what they call their Christmas gift catalog. And so I want to encourage you to go onto their website, and you can read all the different types of gifts that you can purchase in honor of your loved ones. You can make a gift of only $9 to feed a hungry baby. You can provide a hot meal for a child. You can rescue children in crisis. You can care for an orphan. You can, here's one of the things they work on, and this is very serious. You can make a donation that goes towards putting a stop to human trafficking. Now, there are several Christian organizations that are tackling this issue, that are fighting against this, and Samaritan's Purse does a tremendous job. And so what a wonderful gift that you could give somebody else. I'm not buying you socks. I'm actually using my money. I'm allocating that to put an end to human trafficking. You can serve desperate refugees. You can feed a family. You can bring clean water to a community. You can buy things for farmers or people who are starting up a business. You can buy honeybees. Isn't that fun? You can buy baby chicks. Holly and I, we've done that one before because that's just fun, you know? Somebody starting out a business, get some baby chicks. We bought you some baby chicks, right? In your honor, some baby chicks have been bought for someone who is trying to start up their farming business. Blankets, bedding, all this essential stuff providing for people internationally who are very much in need. And so you have these options. There are many more. Think about the people in your life and the causes, the things that they care about, the things that are important to them. You know, there are things that you could do that don't have an official organization tied to them. You have a neighbor in need, right? Maybe somebody that's having a tough time paying their PICO bill. Hey, I helped out our neighbor in your honor. Something like that. I mean, get creative with it, right? Here's what I want to tell you, okay? Holly and I, we've done this in years past. We've been very intentional in years past. We kind of got away from it recently. We want to get back to it. We want to get more intentional with this kind of thing. And here's what I can tell you from our experience. This can go over very, very well. Right? We've had experiences where we've given that card to somebody and they open up that card and they see the cause that we donated to and they start to weep. Like good tears. Not like disappointed tears. Like good tears. Okay? So this can go over very, very well with your loved ones, but I can't guarantee that it will. I can't guarantee it. I mean, somebody might open up that thing and say, well, I really wanted the junk. I wanted the socks. I wanted the tie. I wanted the cologne. I wanted the soap. I wanted the trinket. I wanted the toy. What am I getting, a card? Somebody might, I can't guarantee it won't happen. Somebody might feel disappointed by that. Here's what I want to say to you. If that person feels disappointed, let them. Because it ain't their birthday, right? And we're not trying to do right by them. We want to do right by Jesus. And I have to choose between doing right by others or doing right by Jesus. We need to choose Jesus, right? And so that's what we're going to do. And maybe that disappointment will ultimately turn into thoughtfulness, which will also ultimately turn to understanding over why it's important to take care of the least of these. You've got to take a look at this passage in your bulletin that Michelle read for us today. And these are the words of Jesus. He's speaking to the Jewish religious establishment. He's speaking to the people of God. And these people of God, they deemed themselves as being righteous. They've decided that they are good people. But Jesus calls them out on some kind of ridiculous stuff. What does he say to them? He says to these are the people of God he's talking to. He says to them, if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. Even the pagans are showing love and giving gifts and expressions of love to the people that will love them back. Oh, big deal. You love people that love you? Atheists, agnostics, sinners, pagans, heathens are doing that. You're no different from them. What credit is that to you? How does that make you any different? Continuing on, and if you do good to those who are good to you, What credit is that to you? Even the sinners do that. And I believe Jesus would speak these same words to us. He would say to us Christians, now listen, I'm not trying to put words in Jesus' mouth. That's very dangerous, right? I'm not doing that. But what do you think Jesus would say to us? Hey, Christians. Hey, you're using my name to associate yourself with me. Christians, what are you doing more than others? How is your celebrating of Christmas any different than the pagans and the heathens and the atheists? How is your celebration any different from theirs? Are you just spending money to give gifts to people who will give you gifts back? Are you just making purchases for loved ones who aren't in need? Well, how are you different than anyone else? Christians. We got some Christians here today. Some of you showed up this morning. Christians, how is the way that we celebrate Christmas any different from the way that our non-Christian friends are celebrating Christmas? I don't know, man. I feel like somewhere Peter told us Christians that we're supposed to be what did Peter say? A holy nation, like a set-apart people. It's almost as if we're supposed to be different from our culture around us. So let's not shy away from our being different. We are different. We're supposed to celebrate different. We're supposed to stand out. Let's lean into that. Let's celebrate Christmas differently. Let's take that pressure to shop for other people. Let's just get rid of that. We don't need that. That's not of God. That doesn't serve Jesus. Let's not focus on doing right by other people, but let's, Christians, let's us be different. Let's us focus on doing right by Jesus. Jesus, this is your birthday. We want to give you gifts that you care about. We want to be obedient to you. And on Christmas morning, we want to put a smile on your face, Jesus. And so I'm challenging you. I am challenging the people of Hope Community Church and everyone who's hearing these words. I am challenging you to be different. Let's make Christmas about Christ. Let's give Jesus the gifts that he wants for his birthday. And let us as a church focus on doing right by Jesus. Amen? Let's stand together as we close our worship service in prayer. Jesus, you know our situation. We are in this world, but we're not supposed to be of this world. And so here we are, those of us who are Christians, we're surrounded by consumerism, we're surrounded by pressure, we're surrounded by these desires that we have that really come from within. We want to do right by people. We've got people we love. We want to celebrate them. But Jesus, we have to acknowledge the reality that Christmas is about you. And so, Father, give us a desire. Give all of us a desire to do right by you this Christmas season. Let us honor you with our shopping. Let us honor you with our purchases. And Father God, let us make it our goal to bring a smile upon your face Christmas morning. Father, we thank you for the opportunity you've given us to worship you here and now in this space. And now that the worship service is over, we pray that our worship of you would continue. Father, let us worship you with our lives. Let us worship you by the way that we love and serve one another and the way that we love and serve you. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.